Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family. AHOP TV empowers believers with spirit-inspired messages and strategic equipping that accelerates your spiritual growth. You can subscribe to stream weekly content from Awakening House of Prayer, conferences, and other exclusive content to stir your hunger and encourage your heart. Visit us online at ahop.tv.
Well, hello there, and welcome to Women on the Rise. My name is Patricia King, and with me, I have the director of our Women in Ministry Network and my co-host, Michelle Burkett.
Hello.
And we are talking about a favorite subject of ours right now. Of course, we're going to talk about networking, Women in Ministry Network. But I want to release a prophetic insight to you that in this hour, God is raising up women. He's calling women out of their caves, so to speak. You know, all over the world, we see women oppressed. They've been oppressed since the fall. But in this last season, God has been calling women into freedom. Even on whole national levels in this last generation, we have seen women come into more and more freedom. That is the working of the Holy Spirit. Even though there's still in the world today so many that are oppressed, but God is on it. And so, Michelle, one of the reasons why God has called us to create a network for women in ministry to be part of is to strengthen, to fortify, to give encouragement, to give a safety place for women to grow as they're being called by God into that place of ministry.
That safety place is so vital. And to have others who are running with you in the race, supporting you. And, you know, when you're tired, that they're lifting up your arms in that day. And we are in a prophetic hour of the emerge of women, as you were saying. And there's a scripture where the disciples had been fishing, and then Jesus, and they hadn't caught anything. And then when Jesus came on the scene, he said, you know, hey, go fish again. And of course, then they could hardly pull the nets in. And what they had to do is they had to reach out to others and partner with others. And right partnership is so vital in this Beautiful. Hour of harvest, because the harvest is going to be greater than what we can pull in on our own.
I love that scripture too, because there's a whole other boat.
Right.
You know?
There's a whole other
and
boat.
It's like ministries coming together and partnering together
That's
to
it.
Bring in the great harvest.
Yeah.
On June 26th, of 2015, I actually had the word of the Lord came to me to launch this network for women. And he said, I want you to launch this global network for women in ministry, but I want you to redefine ministry, which the word ministry means to serve.
Right.
I think a lot of women feel disqualified from being a minister because of their perception of what ministry is. A lot of times women will think it's like, oh, well, a pastor or an apostle, a prophet, or someone standing behind a pulpit, a career minister, a missionary full-time on the field. And so they don't realize that even in their home, they are a minister if they were to set themselves apart for that. In the workplace, they are a minister. In the education system, they can be a minister. We have people in the network that are in the entertainment field.
Right.
You know, Miranda Nelson, oh my gosh,
yes.
She's been such a light worldwide as a model. People in our network in government, influencing the government, working in the education system, not only as teachers, but also developers of new curriculum now and breakthrough curriculum, some of them, and others addressing on a school board level and government levels.
Yes.
I mean, it is phenomenal
Every mountain
what God
of influence,
is doing.
Yes.
Business people. I mean, this is all ministry. We can't separate our
That's right.
life between, well, this is my work life and this is my ministry life. It's all Jesus' life.
Absolutely. And more, you know, God is asking us to make the distinction to live according to the world standard or according to the life of the supernatural and his spirit. And as you said, there is not to be that separation between the two. So wherever you are in whatever sphere of influence that you're in, that you're walking, that you're living out from that place of his spirit, of the supernatural of God, that the kingdom that you carry,
yes,
wherever you walk, that you are living in a way that is intentionally releasing that, and that your life is ministry.
It's so good. And we want to reach out to you right now because we know that the Lord's told us to put out this word to give you invitation, that if you're feeling alone in ministry, or, you know, we know a lot of women who are not celebrated even in their churches, just because, not because the church isn't full of good people and good leaders. It's just that sometimes there's a lack of awareness of what God is doing with women. So we have a lot of women in our network that have found celebration, have found covering within the network. So that might be you. You might be a woman that says, you know, I've given my whole life to God. I want everything I do to be about him. I'm so set apart for him. But you've never until this moment thought of yourself as being a minister. But if you are right now seeing yourself as this passionate lover of Jesus Christ who wants to be part of his team, so to speak, I want to invite you to join the network or pray about joining the network. If you want more information on it, go to patriciaking.com, go to the Women in Ministry Network tab there, and it'll show you more information, and there's an application there for you. But why don't we share a few of the benefits that you get with the network?
Well, one of the benefits that came to mind immediately when you were talking is our beautiful Facebook page, where that facilitates global connection with women all over the world in real time. And that page is full of prophetic encouragement, prayer, intercession, just people being able to post and say, hey, I've got this event coming up, you know, spread the word. And that's so.
I know, it's been amazing. And it's an exclusive page, by the way, only for women in the network.
Yes.
But it is a place where women can share their prayer requests and share what they're doing. In fact, it was through the Facebook page that we found that women had books within them, but didn't know how to write them. So there's other women in our network that train people how to write books. And I think in the first year, I think we had over 70 women publish books.
We had a lot of babies born.
But I love the Facebook page because women are ministering to women.
Yes.
And also, we have put prayer requests out. I mean, these are life and death situations where we have put an alert out on the Facebook page. Immediately, our women in the network are on it.
Yeah.
And we're seeing miracle after miracle breakthrough almost every single time we put a prayer request out.
Yes. And the connection and the community of the Women in Ministry Network. I'm thinking of a situation now where a mother has been battling, a family's been battling for the life of their son who's been diagnosed with cancer. And that request went on Facebook for prayer. And there has been prayer that has gone out. It's like, this is not going to happen. He will live. He will not die.
Yep.
But not only just prayer, but women in the region have that are close are able to go over to their home and have prayed in person and have said, hey, can we help clean the house? Can we help cook a meal?
You know, and just come proud of our women. They are not just like after titles. They're out to love. And the way that they rushed into that situation and other situations where they've just been on board and made a point of going over to pray. And like you say, even doing housework, bringing meals. I mean, it was just, and they didn't have to be asked to do it.
That's right.
It's just in them.
That's right. It's so beautiful. Mm. And this is the community that we're inviting you to be part of. And if this is the kind of heart that you carry, we want to be joined with you. We want to walk with you. Go ahead.
And we are committed to not only empowering our women, but to equip you. We have all kinds of equipping courses for those in the network on Patricia King Institute. And as has already been mentioned, there's ordination that is offered as well.
Yes, ordination through Women Ministry Network. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that you have to do in order to begin to fill out the application for that. We not long ago had another ordination ceremony mm-hmm. where we ordained again beautiful women yeah. into
quality women.
Yes, and over since Women in Ministry Network started, we have commissioned about 60 women into ministry, ordaining them into ministry.
This is awesome.
It really is.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
Well, would you like to hear from one of our Women in Ministry Network members? Let's hear from Ruth Hendrickson. And Ruth Hendrickson is a beautiful, seasoned minister. She's one of our leaders in the network up in New Jersey, in that region. She takes care of our New Jersey and Pennsylvania women in the network. And she has a beautiful ministry of counsel, of deliverance. And let's hear what Ruth has to say about being in the Women in Ministry Network.
Hey everyone, it's good to be with you today. Patricia and Michelle, I'm so honored to be part of this. And this is such an exciting moment in time and everything that we're doing. And Women in Ministry Network is just a phenomenal group of people. So I've been part of it for a number of years and I just want to share a little bit about what I've seen. You know, I think so often as we're moving into our destiny or we're moving into our calling, or let's make it simple, even as we're going through life, we can feel like we're all alone. Or we can have trouble finding people who are healthy enough and whole enough or to help us or who are willing to dream with us or encourage us. And so one of the things I found with Women in Ministry Network is it is full of women who will encourage you, who will pray for you, who will cheer you on. You're going to find you're not alone. So one of the things I like to say is you'll find that you're not on an island, but you're part of a family. And not only are you part of a family, but you're part of a healthy family. Not only are you part of a healthy family, but you're part of a family that's not competitive, but instead is cheering and saying, you can do this because of who God is. It's full of learning opportunities. We have mentors. We have coaches. We pray for you. There's discounts for Patricia King Institute, and there's relationships. And of course, Michelle does a great job of caring for everyone. And then you'll also be in a small group where you have an opportunity to build relationships with those who live a little more locally to you. And then there's all the different events. So when I look at groups, I haven't always been a group person, but this group is so worth it. It's so phenomenal because the whole thing is let's connect together. Let's build each other up. Let's encourage each other. Let's honor the Lord and let's do the impossible that He's called us to do because you know what? We're all in it together. So bless you guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ruth. You know, one of the things, too, that I love about the Women in Ministry Network is the lack of competition.
I know. It's so true.
It is not about trying to get a one-up or trying to tear someone else down so that you can feel like you're rising above that.
That is so true.
In fact, we just won't even tolerate it.
No.
So the network, our heart is for that to be a safe place. For it to be a safe place, even, you know, when things aren't going well, you know, you're not having to keep up a face of ministry.
Right.
It's a place where you can be real and we can come alongside and support you wherever
it.
You are.
I love it. And we have very seasoned ministries. In fact, if we were to mention their names, you would know their names, but we have those that are just stepping into ministry and everyone is just on this love field. You know, we're on the same level, just wanting to love and encourage each other. So just beautiful. And also, some people have said, well, I'm already part of a network, a ministry network. You might be a fivefold ministry gift in the body of Christ, and you're already in a network. I'm in three networks plus Women in Ministry Network. Mm-hmm. And in each network, there is a deposit that you receive. There's oil that you receive in each one. And that's why I enjoy having multiple networks.
Yes. And Patricia, you mentioned other networks. You have really created this as a gift to women, mm-hmm. even in the cost mm-hmm. of being part of the network.
Yeah.
It is only $125 annually
right.
to be part of Women
right.
Ministry Network. And with all that you receive, if it was nothing else mm-hmm. other than the apostolic covering of
yeah.
being part of Women in Ministry Network, it's worth much more than $125.
Oh yeah, we have such an amazing apostolic covering, mm-hmm. like with Bill Johnson and Che On and James Gall yeah. and Heidi Baker and
Lance
Mark
Schramm
and Lance yeah. Walnut. I mean, yeah. and others. It was yeah. 18, right?
Yes,
18 yeah. That have said we believe in women being raised up in this mm-hmm. hour, and we will bless. We will put our blessing on this. So it's like almost immediately. Many women have noticed a change, mm-hmm. acceleration in their ministries after joining the network.
They do. They'll write in and say, as soon as I sent in my first payment, they felt a shift in the spirit. They reported shifts in their families, in their work, mm-hmm. in their ministries.
Business opportunities.
Business yeah. opportunities. Yeah, it's not to be underrated.
No, for sure. God has blessed them.
Yes. And one of those who have been really blessed by that is April Mullins. And April is part of the Women in Ministry Network, and she's a photographer, she's an entrepreneur, and just a beautiful, beautiful member of women. And let's hear from April and what women has meant to her.
Hi, Patricia. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Women on the Rise. What an honor it is for me to be able to share with you today a little bit about what's happened with me in my life and in my ministry since becoming a member of Women on the Ministry Network. A few years ago when I joined, I was just starting my ministry and my business called Light in the Valley Photography. And since I came under their covering, my business grew exponentially, not only financially, but in the people that the Lord would send to me to minister to in my photography studio. Babies, I get to pray over babies when they're 4 days old. The mothers ask me to bless them. I've seen so many women come to the Lord and come to know their own identity as I've come to learn my identity in the Lord through this network. Because before I joined, I was not standing on a very firm foundation about who I was and who I was created to be. But as I saw this team of women come together in unity to build each other up, I learned that I have my own identity and I have my own calling in who God's called me to be and the plan that He has called me to carry out. Another exciting thing that's happened in my life and in my ministry is that through Light in the Valley Photography, we're able to provide over 100 pounds of clothing twice a year to children in need in Honduras. We've also come alongside a ministry that is a maternity house for women to provide a clean place for them to give birth. It's been so exciting to see all of the things that the Lord is unfolding and all of the fruit in my life and in my ministry. And I owe it so much to this ministry of women who empower us, who equip each other, and who fix each other's crowns. Thank you so much. And I really look forward to connecting with you.
Oh, April, I love that. Fixing each other's crowns. It's so precious. And I'm so excited about everything that's happening in your ministry, April, and all the places that are opening up for you that you're able to step into to bring light into places of darkness and need.
Beautiful.
Let's go ahead and listen to Stephanie Butler now, who's also a member of the Women in Ministry Network. And Stephanie is an apostle. She's a connector, a builder, a prophet. And she is on the government mountain as well, pulling nations together, people together, cities together. Probably in the reverse order of that, but it's all coming together. Here's Stephanie Butler.
Patricia, hello, Michelle. We love you. Mwah! We are talking to you from the Waffle Conference, and I just want to say hello, Women on the Rise. My name is Stephanie Butler. I'm an apostolic leader from Lansing, Michigan, and if you are not a part of the Women Network, I want to encourage you to go online and fill out the application. I have been tremendously encouraged and blessed by the testimonies, by the transparency, by the vulnerability, by the courage of the women that I've been connected with in the Women Network. If you are looking for a place to be welcomed, to be loved, to be yourself, to be encouraged, to be challenged, then the Women Network is for you. Check it out online. If you have some questions, you can ask Michelle Burkett. She is amazing. This weekend has been fantastic. We literally celebrated each other. Laura and I got back to our hotel and we were talking about it, and I just said, this is the most sincere, joy-filled, powerful group we've ever had the privilege of being a part of. And I work with over 200 leaders in our region. So check it out. Get involved. We want to see you next time.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. What an encouragement you are to many. We just want to let all of you as our viewers know that you are invited to search out Women in Ministry Network. So go to patriciaking.com, go to the Women in Ministry Network tab, find out more about it. We would love to have you part of the family. We feel called of God to empower women in this hour. We'd love to empower, equip, and mobilize you. Now, Michelle, you have a decree over women.
I do. You will arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. The Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your being.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us on today's program, Women on the Rise. And if you're a woman watching this right now, you are one. You are on the rise, and God is raising you up for such a time as this. We'll see you next time.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClair is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.